March the 21st is the first International Day of Forests. The day coincides with the publication of the report entitled The State of Mediterranean Forests, which was launched this morning in Algeria. Speaking from there, FAO Assistant Director General of Forests, Eduardo Rojas Brialis, spoke to Lydia O'Kane.
This is the first International Day of Forests. How proud is FAO to be able to have a first International Day of Forests?
Well, for FAO, it's very important that this date has been retained and approved by the General Assembly, and so it's observed by the whole international system of the UN, but as well by countries. It was in 1971 when FAO first took a proposal for establishing the 21st of March as the International Day of the Forest. But unfortunately, in that time, there was no UN registry. So a number of countries have been celebrating the 21st of March, but without an international frame. And that's why when in 2011, the International Year of the Forest was established, there were important discussions to retain the spirit of that year by an annual celebration. And, of course, taking advantage of the fact that about 14 countries were celebrating the 21st of March, it was evident that this should be the day chosen. And Algeria last year, in the as chair of the group of the 77 and China, proposed it to the General Assembly, and it was approved at the end of 2012. And so we are now celebrating for the first time ever the International Day of the Forest today. And this is done in the frame of the Third Mediterranean Forest Week in Algeria to, in certain way, honor and recognize the support of that country to the establishment of the day.
In the framework of the day, you have announced a new report called The State of Mediterranean Forests. What is the state of Mediterranean forests? Is it a positive outlook, or are we further to go?
Well, it's neither nor. They are positive news in the sense that deforestation in the north has been ceased quite a number of decades ago, and deforestation in the south and east is about to cease or even has been turned, like in Turkey, for example, with a very strong reforestation and forest restoration activities. And even in the northern African countries, they have done enormous efforts to stop deforestation and to restore forests with high investments in the past decades. So this is a positive new. Another positive new is that threatened species in a very biodiverse region, most likely the most biodiverse region outside of the tropics, it's only about 0.5%. So a region that has been so historically settled over thousands of years with such a high density population, let's count that it is about 0.6% of the world forest, and we have 12% of the world population there. So it's really a very intensely settled area. Nevertheless, only a very small share of species are threatened. That proves that it is possible to integrate biodiversity preservation and sustainable management of forests and so on. There are, of course, threats. The most relevant one is climate change, because all the dry areas in the world, and very especially African Mediterranean countries, if the worst scenarios are confirmed and temperature rises during this century more than 2 degrees and rainfall decreases about 10 to 30%, vegetation will not be able to adapt because it's already living in the border of the desert. And this is really the worst challenge. It's a kind of diffuse challenge, as the direct challenge of logging for firewood, of overgrazing is more and more outpacing due to the emigration, even in the northern African countries, to the cities. But now we have this silent and smooth challenge of climate change that would exacerbate diseases, pests, and fire, but at the end they are secondary due to the fact that climate is changing if action is not taken, as agreed in Durban, that in 2015 we get a global agreement on climate change that may start to put limits to the emissions of carbon and other greenhouse gases coming from fossil energies, and especially forest restoration and stopping deforestation in tropical rain countries is really fully implemented, and by this the emissions are reduced and the capacity of the vegetation things are strengthened. If that happens, then we would most likely not come into the worst scenarios, and vegetation might be able to cope with that smoother climate change.
I mean, forests obviously provide, there are huge benefits to having more forests. I'm talking about kind of with regard to ecosystems, climate regulation. We were talking about climate regulation and also water. There are so many things that forests are good for, aren't there?
Yes, exactly. And very especially there, these interlinked environmental and social services of forests are crucial. And they are very especially very crucial in areas that have this kind of climate stress, like in the Mediterranean, and very especially where you have such a dense population and where you are not only answering for forest single service, I would say, for example, in the islands, the Caribbean or Pacific, the landscape function is very important. In other areas, the protection forest function of forest in mountains for soil, water and avalanches is crucial. In other areas, the wood production function in the Nordic countries, Canada, and so on, is crucial. And other areas of the tropical rainforest, the biodiversity function. But in areas like the Mediterranean, all these functions come together because it's a very important touristic area. Biodiversity is important. Soil and water are crucial. And also the population needs to have some livelihoods from those forests. So this is makes in a quite a stressed ecosystem quite difficult to cope with all these demands if there is not a long-term political understanding that forests are crucial for this full well-being, for this human development. And this is what the events of these Mediterranean Forest Weeks are, not only exchange between already convinced and specialized people around forests, it's also for creating momentum, and that's why several ministers have been attending here, and the press have been coming and so on, to create momentum, to understand that this is a long-term societal goal, that the challenges in the countries are quite similar, be from Portugal to Turkey, and that political will, if needed, to avoid the short-term contingencies, the financial crisis or whatever, may distract this long-term goal of keeping the forest in good shape, restoring them where appropriate, and assuring that population is aware of these vital services that cannot be sliced. The forest cannot be sliced into different functions. They are interlinked in intervals, and only by seeing them in conjunction, we're able to understand the full value of those forests.
How much are we to be concerned about the level of forest fires, especially in the Mediterranean region?
Well, it's a curious issue. So things are not as simple as one may thought. Forest fires are really a problem in the northern Mediterranean countries, but for the moment, climate change has not been so crucial. And there, this forest fire problem is strongly related to the about 100 years of rural decline, population decline, that is now starting in the southern and eastern Mediterranean as well. Population has gone to the cities in the northern Mediterranean countries, and vegetation has recovered its former areas very fast. A very dense vegetation and very vulnerable vegetation, without that forest management has followed. And by this, the loads of fuel are enormous. There is no management at all, no infrastructure. And this is what is creating big problems in the northern Mediterranean countries that practically have 80% of the burned area, whereas the most drier and hotter areas of the southern Mediterranean are relatively little affected by forest fires. Most likely, this problem will rise in these countries, despite relatively good performance now, as far as the forest recover due to this starting land abandonment that one can see in Algeria, in Tunisia. The population in the countryside has reduced enormously in the past decade, and the forest vegetation will also increase. And there, of course, it's not only an issue of restoring the forest, but as well keeping them in a good shape, that they are resilient to forest fire. Not just the vegetation recovers by human action or inaction, and we then get a kind of secondary shrub, mainly forest, that is easy to burn, that we have a forest that is as much as possible resilient to fire, so with few trees, with less shrubs, and of course with the population around that is interested in that these forests are kept for the livelihood, for the water supply, and for the tourism.